From the governor's mansion to city hall, all of the election 2021 coverage you need at the top of every hour, right here on WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning. It's Ted's the morning, and you're joining us in the studio to talk a little bit about, you know, well, you know, a myriad of things, but, you know, start off, jumping off on what happened yesterday, the walkout in Loudoun County High Schools over the verdict Monday night, like 8:43. I got the press release saying the verdict came down guilty of rape in the bathroom. The kid who did the raping was found guilty, but he had already been adjudicated by the Commonwealth's attorney to the point of having an ankle bracelet. Now we're finding out that the school superintendent knew about it when it happened. That's kind of comforting, but then told the school board all about it when he found out about it and then lied about it to everyone else. But joining us to talk about that and as it applies to Albemarle County and their own policies regarding communal bathrooms and safety, security there as well, is Right In Randy, or as I like to say it, Right In Randy! Randy Zacherson for the Samuel Miller District and the Albemarle County School Board. Good morning, Randy. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Yes, it's always good to be here because you talk about things nobody else talks about, and That's
some,
refreshing.
Some would say that could be a problem. I don't want to talk about that.
No.
You know, and it's an uncomfortable subject.
It is an uncomfortable subject. It's a personal tragedy what happened to this ninth grader. Mm-hmm. And but it was certainly predictable. I mean, it was in Albemarle County, we passed the exact same laws that came from a model program out of Richmond, and our school board said they didn't have any choice. Well, 10 other school boards decided they were not going to adopt that.
Mm-hmm.
In Albemarle County, the school board, there were parents just wanting to say, wait a minute, before you do this, can we talk about unintended consequences?
Well, and certainly here are, you know, they love to point to court rulings. The Lynchburg Circuit Court actually ruled and said, no, the Department of Education's guidance was only guidance. And
yes,
the school boards had the authority to decide whether to follow it or not.
Well, if they don't, why do we have school boards? I mean, if that's the whole point. All education should be directed locally where it's best administered. And that's why we have school boards. And if that's not the case, to heck with it. Let's just eliminate them all and have it all run out of Washington. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well,
one size fits all solution never works.
Well, and if the more school boards you have, the more parents might have some say in education. We know there are people in politics right now that don't want parents to have any say about what goes on in the schools. So what are you hearing from the people on the campaign trail while you're working on, you know, making sure they know how to spell Zacherson, as well as how to work the whole write-in process and what boxes to fill in?
Oh, I tell you, it's just phenomenal, the outpouring of support. I spend my – lately I don't have a life. I spend my time down at the 5th Street to early voting station, and it is it's just amazing as people come through. We're getting the word out, and again, we've worked hard at it.
You have to.
We've worked hard at it. When you're running as a write-in, that's an uphill battle, but we've worked hard to let people know they do have a choice, and they've got and I can give people a voice that's not being represented. I'm diversity on the school board, as it might be, because I will ask the questions that are not being asked. I'll ask the questions that the parents wanted to ask when this
mess.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of what
politically correct.
Politically. Well, anyway, when they were passing these, let's say, just controversial policies, wide ranging policies, mm-hmm, that affected the life of the students. I mean, these are life changing policies. And parents just wanted to say, can we slow down? Can we talk about it? And after 40 minutes of public soundbite comments, they went ahead and passed both of the controversial rulings. 7-0, no debate, no discussion. Let's, okay, call for the question. Yep, it's unanimous. So they're not listening to parents. Parents weren't being radical. They shouldn't have the FBI sicked after them. They wanted to say, might there be something? Let's see, boys going into girls' bathrooms? What the heck could go wrong with that?
Well, and especially when you look at the underpinnings of the policy and what the status was. It didn't require a doctor's note and, gosh, I need a doctor's note to go home early, but you didn't need, all the proofs of saying, yes, this young person is going through sexual reassignment, blah, blah, because there are medical procedures that have to go on if that's the case. But, and then I'll be the first to say, my kids all have friends who are transgender, and none of them would commit a rape. And I'm not saying that, but it's in a lot of ways, you remember the guy who was in House of Cards, and he got in trouble because a 15-year-old said that he had had Congress with him when he was much younger, and he said, "Well, but I'm gay," as if it's he was making a stereotypical judgment on it. I'm not saying somebody who's transgender is just doing it so they can get into the girls' bathroom. But we've seen now that this, what did you say, Randy? Unintended consequences. That if you have 100 people who are legitimately, they're trapped, whatever the issue that they're having, there's the one who's like, ooh, this could be fun. And that one is going to cause some grievous thing to happen, which is one of the most horrific crimes one human can do against another.
And these are high school kids. I mean, do you think you might have done some things in high school as a high school boy that you might want to rethink or redo?
Why? Who are you talking to?
I know
there are people in this area who went to my high school, believe it or not.
let me just build on what you mentioned there. And this is a serious topic. There are children. And again, you mentioned your kids. My kids, one of my kids' best friends is gay, and that person has been in our life, and we love them dearly. Mm-hmm. So we understand that, and the schools, I guess, have to be sensitive to that. But let's not just throw out the baby with the bathwater here.
I'll tell you what. Let's follow up on that when we come back. Randy Zacharyson, it's writeinrandy.com. For the Samuel Miller District on the school board.
Traffic. Listen for reports all morning and whenever there's an accident on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning talking with Randy Zacharyson. We call him Write-In Randy around here. He's the write-in candidate for the Samuel Miller District on this Tuesday morning. Controversy all around schools. You're an engineer.
Yes.
By trade, by avocation.
Yep.
The simplest path is the best one. I said this at the onset of this. See, you don't hear these problems at NASCAR races because you got single-use stalls. Sure, they're called porta-johns, and I'm not saying all the schools should just get rid of the bathrooms, turn them into a science classroom, and bring porta-johns out there, but just do individual stalls.
Yeah.
Eliminate the problem. The problem is these community bathrooms and then, what's going on in them, because it's not even just, the transgender issue. It's drugs. It's enforcement of, what's going on in there. That goes back to when you and I were in high school.
Yeah. Well, again, remember what the rationale was. I mean, people just seem to forget. So why was this pushed so hard? This was pushed for safety. The whole idea was, well, we want to have safe schools.
Right.
This is the same school board that just removed all the resource officers.
You're right.
And this is the school board that said, look, we just passed a bullying policy last year, and the lawyer came on to the school lawyer came on and says, look, the anti-bullying policy that we passed a year or so ago is working. It's working good. Okay. So if the anti-bullying policy, which we all want, nobody, there should be no bullying in school. We all agree on that. And if it's working so well, why are we doing these other things on top of what we already know is working? Yep. And I think officers in the school had a great role. I've met several of them.
Yeah. I mean,
they knew the kids. They knew what was going on.
Well, and this goes into this silly nonsense about the school to prison pipeline. And, well, we don't want police officers near our school kids. I'm pretty sure, yeah, that would be a nice idea, especially if you've got a classroom with whatever number between 15 and 30, depending on the school division, of children whose backs are to the door, the teacher, their back is to the door. When the excrement hits the air handler, I want somebody there whose back isn't to the door.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and again, this is this just makes no sense. I mean, the school wants to they replace the officers with counselors. And as I've always said, you know, if you think this is going to promote safety in the schools, gosh, do both. Bring those resource officers back.
Right. And have counselors, fine. But at the end of the day, Randy, we are hemorrhaging test scores. And I'm not a big fan of just test scores and seeing where that all goes. But we're hemorrhaging educational results year after year after year.
Oh, and how timely that you bring that up, Joe. I don't know if you've seen 10 days ago the U.S. Department of Education just released their what they call a National Assessment of Educational Progress.
Oh, that'll.
And it's a long-term trend. This they've been tracking this since the 1970s, like 50 years. And this is tracking ages 9 and 13. It's like the third grade, seventh grade, reading and math scores.
This has been going on so long, I'm in this study.
You are in there, yeah.
Matter of
fact,
it
was you at the bottom here that made everybody else look good. But
that's my job.
No, but anyway, the long and the short of this is it's just disastrous. This study says that the lowest performing students, the one we're all worried about, have fallen in both math and reading in both of those age groups, and lower performing students are no longer showing the competency and skills that students were able to do almost a decade ago. So we're going backwards. And
isn't that why we have a school? Is to help everyone get to the point where they can go out into the world and make their way?
And let me just cap this up. This study was before COVID. So these are the scores before COVID.
Oh, my gosh.
So we know that after, you know, 18 months of non-learning on Zoom, these scores are even worse. I mean, there's a graph here. Too bad this is radio. But if you can see the graph, it's pretty...
And a lot of Randy's scribbling on it,
it's
too.
Pretty it's shocking. But,
you know, so again, let's engage folks because your write-in campaign, you want to be that voice saying to all the folks on the board, hey, let's consider this for a second, and how do they find out more about you?
Again, I just have folks to go to my website. It's writeinrandy.com. Writeinrandy, all one word, no spaces. Write with a W, as Joe points out. But there you can find out about me. You can find out how to spell my last name,
which will be important
because you have to do that. And you find out how you have to vote. It's not complicated, but there is one thing you have to fill in the bubble, which is important.
And they will. You know that after Election Day next week, they'll be sitting there going through every Randy Zacherson vote, looking for every excuse possible to toss them out. Hopefully you have somebody who'll be standing there watching.
Well, again, I think the people that are going to be tallying the votes are just trying to determine the intent of the voter.
So I'm not talking about the people tallying it. I'm saying the lawyers for your opponent.
Oh, well.
So give money to Randy's campaign so he can pay his lawyers to watch this.
You bring up a good point. Yes.
It's all fun and games until the lawyers walk in.
Yes, yes.
So writeinrandy.com. Hang on 1 second here, Randy. Hi, who's this? Hello,
hey, Joe, it's Corey.
Hey, Corey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, two quick questions. Is it feasible for a jurisdiction to allocate money to just build a third bathroom? Like a mall has a family bathroom. Can they do a neutral bathroom?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
And second is I was having a night with a teacher that is not a quality teacher, in my opinion. They don't deserve money every year to get bigger checks. Without teaching to the test, how do you how do you keep them accountable?
All right. Good. Hey, Randy, you got an idea? He's waving his hand.
Again, I love this question because, the school board just gave every teacher $1,000 and because they had they've got a lot of money, surplus funds. So they made a choice. They gave every teacher $1,000. And I've talked with Dr. Haas about this. I said, I want excellent teachers to get more than $1,000. And those teachers that are maybe like this caller indicated that, maybe there are some teachers that are less than ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then the question comes up, how do you measure? How do you measure the job that a teacher is doing? Well, I think here's a suggestion. Let's think about that. Why not have the parents give a report card for the teachers? You can send out a survey. They're great at surveys lately, especially. How about surveying the parents? The parents know who's a good teacher.
And if their kids are learning. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, you see it every day. If your kids are growing, you ask it. I guess that comes down to who thinks the parents should have a say in education. And
I tell you, I'm just an engineer. I kind of look at things logically, but I believe what Bill Packard said of Hewlett Packard. You tell me how I measure it, and I'll tell you how I act.
Locally sourced, hand-picked, and craft-roasted news every morning with Joe Thomas in the morning and all day on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.